course, the Republican National Convention was this week in Cleveland, keynoted by the Republican nominee, Donald Trump, who delivered his acceptance speech last night. Had pretty good reviews after it, generally speaking, across the board. And joining us now to talk about it is Orange County conservative Ashley DeSena, joining us a few days earlier than usual, but it's a pretty important circumstance. So thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
So before we even start talking about Donald Trump's speech, I have to ask you, because you've been a Ted Cruz supporter this whole time.
I have.
What is your take on Ted Cruz?
I
know I was proud of him, but I'm a liberal, so.
No, well, I think what he did took a lot of courage.
Yeah.
And I fully support the content of his speech and what he continues to stand for, and I had no issues with mm-hmm. it at all. I know just from accounts that I've read from either over Facebook or Twitter that Cruz delegates have faced a lot of intimidation during mm-hmm. the convention and, you know, basically get on board or else kind of mentality that's been thrown at them. And, you know, I applaud them for hanging in there. In fact, I just read about how, and I'm proud to say that the delegate for my district, the 4th district, was kicked off his plane ride home because he was part of the Cruz crew. He was a Cruz delegate, and the North Carolina chairman for the Republican Party didn't fly him and another one of the delegates that was also a Cruz delegate back. Flew
oh
him
God.
Up there, but said, you can't fly back with me.
How did he get back? Is he back?
He is back.
Okay.
I think that they got rides with just other people who were making their way home. So,
that's
yeah.
like a 10-hour drive.
It is. It
oh,
is.
Oh, God.
It is, yeah. So I'm proud of Cruz. I'm proud of those delegates that stood with him.
All right. So what is your take on Donald Trump's speech?
Well, the speech itself, I mean, the speech itself wasn't terrible. I think that the introduction by his daughter, Ivanka, was
really good.
So good.
Yeah.
It was reminiscent, if you're a House of Cards fan, it reminded me of Claire Underwood. It was just...
I'm not sure
spot
if that's
on.
the yeah. comparison that she's necessarily wanting there,
no,
but yeah.
But it was so
no, I see
perfect.
That. Yeah, yeah.
It was so perfect. It was just, you know, it was Claire Underwood right there. But you know, and she said a lot of things that she's getting criticism for because it sounded more like maybe a Democratic
yeah.
speech than Republican. But what she says isn't, I don't think, really matters in the long run. I don't think it's anything attached to the platform they
right.
came up with during the convention.
I was kind of surprised. It's just, I heard those criticisms, and it reminded yeah. me of in 2012 when Clint Eastwood gave his empty chair
yes.
speech, which he didn't get criticized for that reason. But like I was listening to it in 2012, and I was like, he's criticizing Obama from the left. It was one after the other of, you didn't pull the troops out of Afghanistan fast enough,
yeah.
and you didn't go, and like, I was surprised, and the crowd just went wild for that speech. But when Ivanka did kind of
right.
the same thing, she's getting called for it.
Right, right. Yeah, that's true. That's an interesting point. And I'm glad you brought up, you know, the military action aspect
mm-hmm.
of it, because that reminded me in Trump's speech, you know, he's going to be attacking Hillary from the left.
From the left,
basically.
Yeah.
I mean, that she's more hawkish than him when it comes to nation building in the Middle East, or at least that's how he's positioning himself
yeah.
right now. I mean, we'll see if anything changes. Trump tends to change his
he
mind
will.
About things.
Yeah.
But in his speech, he was talking about how, you know, one of the ways he's going to put America first is stop nation building and concentrate on back off of globalism, concentrate on America, bringing back jobs and safety here. Those were the big themes of
right.
his speech. So, overall, I felt like it was another brand of authoritarianism
yeah,
than
yeah.
than what we may have seen in the past, or what may be an alternative in this election.
Yeah, and I worry with the nation building thing. Like, I know a lot of people on the left are 100% on board with let's back off away from nation building.
Mm-hmm.
But I worry that when, like, Trump's brand of backing away from nation building is, oh, let's go in and have a big old fight and destabilize the country and bomb a whole bunch of people and then back out and just not even attempt nation building and just leave the pile of rubble in our wake, which would be worse, I think.
Well, yeah, no, that's a good question. I think just based off of the content of his speeches, I don't think that's what he would be aiming to do. I mean, that's why he's criticized,
right,
you know, Hillary Clinton and, you know, the intervention in Libya and Syria. He's mm-hmm. saying that they didn't stick with it. And I think he's been more of an advocate for not getting involved in the first place, although he takes a very strong line against, you know, Islamic terrorism. So mm-hmm. if there was an event that could trigger intervention, I could very much see him, you know, interfering in the Middle East in some capacity that would be justified by him by some kind of Islamic terrorist
right.
attack. So I don't know if he'll change on that or not, because that was one thing I liked about his speech. You know, I wish we would stop nation building as mm-hmm. well. You know, I'm totally behind that, but you know, but he's pegged himself as the law and order candidate, and and that's in the face of, you know, falling crime statistics for all we see in the news. I mean, mm-hmm. how much lawlessness are we really
right.
Facing here? So I think it's stoking fear where, you know, there's actually improvements
yeah.
that are taking place. And so I don't like any kind of politician that's going to use fear as a basis for a populist campaign. And, you know, with his economic stance, I mean, he's kind of taken the, you know, us folks on the right are very critical of the left and how they take, they divide people into groups and then they give them their grievances, and it's like the oppression Olympics. And then they use grievance politics to get things that they want. And so he's done that with the white working class. And they, I mean, this is going back months now, I've just been baffled continuously how these supposed conservatives don't seem to see that they are just like the progressives that they criticize, where they don't care about the means, they just care about the ends. They just want jobs back. They just want safety. And they don't care how it's achieved. Mm-hmm. And he didn't outline any of that in his speech, of course. I mean, it was an hour long, but not many details. And but I think the people in the front, you know, when I was watching give him his speech, who were chanting, "Yes, you will," and pointing at Trump, like, mm-hmm. "Yes, you will, our leader,
yeah.
our cult of personality." It was terrifying.
Yeah.
I didn't even know how to react to that. It was just scary.
Speaking with Ashley Desenig, an Orange County conservative, do you think it's going to work?
Oh, like Trump's campaign?
Yeah. Like he'll probably get a post convention bounce because in the polls he always does. But do you think it'll stick?
That's a good question. I think he seems to think that there are a lot of Bernie supporters that are going to come over to his I don't know about that,
and LGBT people, because that was the thing
right. I mean,
I'm thinking not on that one, but
probably not. It would take a certain kind of LGBT person to, and they're already there. I mean,
yeah.
I think they would already vote for him anyway. Like, you know, there are people like Peter Thiel. Well, Milo Yiannopoulos isn't able to vote, but he's a very vocal supporter of Trump. but anyway, and then also he tried to make appeals to the Black and Hispanic communities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think he's going to get a lot of ground there either. But I think that he also didn't do any favors for, you know, us freedom-loving, small government, individual rights, former, well, still Cruz supporters, mm-hmm. and trying to win us over, because it didn't feel like, you know, well, let's welcome you with open arms. Right. Let's have unity. Let's be one big tent. And instead, you know, Trump came out today saying, you know, he made such a or so much of a hubbub was made about Cruz not endorsing Trump, of course. And Trump came out earlier today saying, oh, I don't care. I don't want his endorsement anyway. I'll reject it if I get it. And it's, and, you know, and then he's just acting like a crass, I don't know, for lack of a better word, businessman in his campaign event. And it just, you know, didn't seem very inclusive to me. Yeah. So I don't know. So, I don't know if it will work.
So where does that leave you? And I mean, you're obviously not alone. Like, sort of,
yeah.
Libertarian, small governments, traditional conservatives.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is not that party.
No,
and I've been saying, and I think we had this conversation a month or so ago. Like, people on the left look at this and they say, yeah, this has been coming for 25 years with Rush Limbaugh and Ann Coulter and all of those voices. Pat Buchanan are now getting their voices up on the podium on Thursday night at the convention. So people on the left are looking at this and saying, well, yeah, it's been like this for 25 years, and it's only just making its way to the presidential nomination process now. But where does that leave you?
And
because you're not going to be a Democrat, I assume.
No.
Although come to the dark side. It'll be great. We've got cookies.
I
think there are cookies
in
the other room, actually.
I appreciate that. I could make jokes about giving away free pie, but anyway, I'll refrain from that.
We might have pie, too. I haven't been in there in a while.
I don't know. I mean, I wish that there could be some kind of better third-party alternative. I don't know if I'll vote for a third party yet or not. I mean, November still seems so far away. But it just, I mean, I honestly was waiting to see what Cruz would do at the convention. And, you know, because I feel like he is more my leader. He's more aligned with my values. And when he didn't endorse Trump, I thought, well, that's it, mm-hmm. you know, that's, thank you. That makes it a little bit easier, you know, for me to kind of push consideration of Trump aside. So I don't know what we're going to do, if we'll just be this small but vocal minority and the bigger umbrella of the Republican Party or what, because it's just taken such a populist turn that people who are, you know, free market and for individual rights cannot possibly compromise with this. There's no way to dovetail into this kind of campaign. So it's going to be tough. I mean, I think every election you hear about soul searching. So that's kind of a trite thing to say.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wish maybe there'd just be like a dramatic change in the political structure. And, you know, you can see things like technology that might affect this, like the connectivity of the, and the power of the internet. Maybe there could be some alternative to this, you know, basically two-party system that we've known for American history. And there could be some disruption there. But it would take a lot to overcome that highly regulated two-party process, but
yeah.
I'm hopeful for the future. We'll just, I have to leave it
you
at that.
You might be the only one.
Yeah, that's true. No, I don't know. I mean, it's just, for me, it's just, I have to put principles over party.
Mm-hmm.
And unless there are principles I can get behind, I'm just not going to vote for it. That would be a waste to me. My vote is too important to just vote for something that I cannot believe in. So even if I know that my candidate I'm voting for won't win, it's just the principle of the thing. So we'll see.
All right. Ashley DeSena, Orange County Conservative, thank you so much.
Thank you.